The government announced a new financial reform package on Monday evening, which it wants to put before Parliament. The proposed measures include the introduction of a flat tax of 15%, which is being hailed by supporters as a brave move aimed at ensuring that people can pay lower taxes while at the same time increasing government revenues. Is this the sort of step needed to reduce the Czech Republic's worrying public deficit? Or is it, as critics maintain, all just smoke and mirrors? Colin O'Connor has been finding out.
The government's proposed tax reforms include the introduction of a flat 15% income tax for Czech workers as of next January. The government argues that this will simplify the tax system and increase revenues. Critics say that the tax won't put much more money in people's pockets, because it will be applied to workers' gross wages before health and social insurance deductions are made. When these are subsequently taken out of the net wage, people won't be getting much more than they got before. Alongside the change in income tax, the basic VAT rate would almost double, from 5 to 9%, which would mean rises in the prices of food, medicines and public transport, among other things. Not much of a revolutionary reform, says Aleš Michl, a financial analyst with Raiffeisen Bank.
I think that it is a pseudo reform, because on one side there is a tax cut on the personal income tax, on the other side there is an enlargement of the tax base and increasing of the value added tax. So overall, I think that there is nothing about tax cut. This reform is neither liberal reform, like in Slovakia, nor modern social reform, like in the United Kingdom.
One of the government's reasons for introducing the reforms is to increase revenues, so that it can reduce the country's budget deficit, which is in danger of not being under the 3% needed for euro adoption. Although some spending cuts, such as a reduction in the number of civil servants, are being proposed, the government is primarily trying to reduce the budget deficit by increasing revenues from taxation. Aleš Michl, like many others, says the administration is going about things the wrong way, and that an opportunity is being lost to make serious reforms to the country's somewhat chaotic public finances at a time of relative economic prosperity.
Solving the budget deficit, you must focus on the expenditure side of the budget, not on the revenue side of the budget. So tax cuts are very popular, it's absolutely great, but it's not the solution for the budget deficit. So you must focus on the expenditures, or on the social benefits, pensions, healthcare, and something like that. For us, it's a great advantage that we have the biggest economic growth in the history, and the revenues are growing absolutely well. And for us, it's a great time to focus on the expenditure sides, because the economy is growing. We are having the highest GDP growth in the history. So it costs us less money right now than in the bad times.
And that was analyst Aleš Michl, ending that report by Colin O'Connor.